As far as just the expense analysis and the breakdown, you guys are into bar charts. Here's a bar chart to show what the budget was versus our actual expenditure. And the administrative pastor was a little bit off there, and that's because we had a month in there where we actually had two. We finished up Pastor Eric, and we brought Pastor Josh on, and they were occupying, like, I think it was the month of May. We had given them monies to support them at that month. But other than that, everything was pretty straightforward. And then this is what Steve talked about this morning. Pastor Clyde came here in 89. And so 90 really is about the first full year that Pastor Clyde was here. And the church had gone through a kind of a difficult period at that point because Keith Wilhite, who was our pastor at the time, had kind of left abruptly. And we were in the midst of searching for a pastor. And we did lose a few people and that kind of thing. And as a result, our giving was just down. And so these next few years, you'll see through there just how our giving was affected. And obviously, if we plotted the attendance versus that, they pretty much match, I believe, as far as what we've been doing. And bottom line too, guys, all this stuff we're talking about, giving and whatever, this isn't some guilt trip to make you think, oh, I've got to give more. It's nothing like that. This is, like Steve said, it's information to give us an accurate picture of where we are. We have money in the bank, and so don't. This is not a guilt trip to say, oh, I got to dig deeper or something like that, because that's not the purpose of this. Our 2010 proposed budget, we pretty much stayed similar to what we had done before. We kept the benevolent fund a little bit overinflated. We probably can come down with that, but we haven't done that yet. But you can see it's $3,000 for Awana, which we do pretty well consistently because we have income coming in from dues and that kind of thing, and that helps out. You have your benevolent fund at $7,000, Christian Ed at $6,000, missions $4,200. And that's pretty much straight line across there. Operation 16.5, teaching pastor. We have it this year budgeted at 48. Lord willing, we bring a pastor on for us. And then the interim pastor, if that middle column is if the interim pastor would not be required and we just have a full-time pastor. Otherwise, you'll see the far right column where we have the interim pastor all year long and how those numbers work out. That makes sense? Kind of the two ways to go there. So bottom line, we're looking at a budget. Currently, we're looking at a budget of $56,700, unless God brings a pastor to us. And if it does, it'll go up to about $84,700 if everything works out okay. Again, we didn't propose any changes to our missionaries. We have all our missionaries still in place. We didn't propose any changes to those. And again, just another chart to let you see how everything works out in terms of our operations, teaching, missions, and so forth. And that's with the current status. And then if we do bring on a full-time pastor, you'll see how that affects our budget as well. Now, the one good thing about us, guys, is a lot of churches, that big section you see there, is encumbered funds associated with a building program. It doesn't have anything to do with salaries or anything like that. It's debt that they're managing. We don't have that type of issue, and I'm very thankful we don't. Okay, here's your bottom line again. Our general offerings to date, this is as of May 2nd. We have $30,000. We brought in $30,000, $229.67 in our offering plate. Our general expenses have been $16,052.37. So the difference this year has been $14,187.30. And then if you just look bottom line, because we had some money we carried over and everything from the year, our bottom line, if you add our checking and our savings account up, we have $42,244.60. We don't have anything set up in like a CD or anything fancy like that. We have just a simple savings and our checking account. It's all at Chase, and that's how we do it right now. And that's about it for this. Okay, pastoral search update. These are the men that I proudly serve with on this committee. They're Steve, Billy, Sam, Rafat, Josh, Matt, Craig, Trey, and myself that serve on this committee. And again, I'm the fortunate one to be up here to share all this information with you, but each of those men are very important to this committee, and I'm very thankful for each one of them here. Also, a little bit of background, too. There are two documents we generated as a board. We generated a pastor profile and a church profile, and those two profiles, those two documents kind of gave a guideline or simple job description of a pastor and what our church was like, so that the potential applicant could read about who we are and make some decisions on whether or not they're interested in what we want and who we are. So we did that as a board, and then in about May of 2009, that's when we started our search committee. And we do have a process to this. And the first stage is review the submitted resumes. Matt's done an excellent job of going out to some of the local colleges, specifically Dallas Theological and Moody. And I can't remember the other one, Matt. But he contacted them. Matt's done a great job contacting folks for us and getting our name out there for consideration by possible candidates and that kind of thing. So with that information out there, now we have received resumes from these candidates associated with those schools. Some of the candidates are ones that are just getting out, usually getting their PhD. Some of them have been masters, but a lot of them are guys coming right out, but not all of them. We have gotten some guys that keep their ties remaining with DTS, and they hear about this opportunity, so they will send us information as well. So then on the second stage, we contact, as we review the resume, if it's something that looks like a potential for us, and a lot of times it is, we ask the candidate if they've reviewed the profile, both the pastor profile and our church profile, to make sure that they understand what they're getting into. Then we review their doctrinal statement, and then we also review submitted sermons or teaching materials. And typically these things are printed for us, either their teaching material or their sermons. A few of the guys have sent us links, so we've been able to listen to them preach and that kind of thing. But that's the kind of information we've gotten through at this second stage to decide whether or not it's a possibility for us to do this, to contact them. In the third stage, there's a questionnaire that we put together, and we send that to the candidate, and they supply answers to those questionnaires. Simply, some of the questions are pretty simple. How does your wife support you in your ministry? If it's not listed in the resume, just a little bit more about your background or any specific questions we might have for them to answer. But it's pretty much a standard questionnaire for everyone. In the fourth stage, there's a phone interview. We've had just one candidate that we've really sat down and done a phone interview with. And again, all these guys that we've talked to are godly men. We are very thankful that they've submitted their resumes and all their information to us. But they may not be just exactly what God wants for us. In the case of the phone interview went fine, but there was a question that the men found with regard to a doctrinal statement. And so that's what kind of pushed him off the burner, onto the back, not even the back burner, just removed him from the selection process. So I'm very thankful for the men on our committee that know the doctrinal stuff so well, because there's just nuances in there that I missed, but they didn't, and I'm very thankful for that. In the fifth stage, we haven't gotten anyone to do this yet, we'll ask them to come and speak to the congregation on like a Sunday morning type basis. But that's not all, because just because a guy stands up here and talks to you, well, this isn't my first time to be on this committee. And the first time I was on a committee, one of the guys told me, you always have to beware of the home run sermon, okay? So one sermon does not a pastor make. The other thing is, guys, we will ask y'all for help on this one, is as we have a candidate to come speak to us, just have him visit some of the MBF families. Now, if your schedule are available, that'd be great for y'all just to have time to spend with him, because we value your opinion too. We don't have the collective knowledge of God to to make this selection. So we value your input and your help on this as well. And then the sixth stage would be a congregational vote. The board does not make this decision as far as to call a pastor. This is a decision that we as a congregation make. And we want to present you with a candidate that would be right for us as a body. So that's kind of how this whole process works. Candidate information. We've had 47 candidates apply so far. We have three candidates that are currently in the third stage of review. We received, it was late last week, we received a resume. That's right, too. Come on. And the issues that we face. Identifying candidates who are like-minded with our doctrinal statement. We find a lot of candidates that are similar, but there are differences in there that rule them out as far as asking them, putting them further along in the process. And again, identifying candidates, they're like-minded in terms of the MBF purpose. Again, a lot of good men out there, but their purpose isn't necessarily what our purpose is as a church. And finally, the applicant pool is somewhat limited. And that's part of that's, I think, our church's size, amenities, and traditional style doesn't appeal to some of the candidates. We're not the mega church. We're not the church of the latest fad, like Steve talked about. We're a traditional style church with some limited resources, and at this time anyway. Not that God can't change that, but this is who we are right now. And so those are some of the challenges that we face doing this. I know it may have seemed like a slow process to y'all looking in on us, but we tried to be faithful with everything. And we've gotten several candidates, but again, not one that seems to be what would fit for us. I hope this has been clear as far as what we've done as a committee and everything for y'all.